Welcome to the American Cafe. I'm your host, David Byrd. This week, the United States is still reeling from the largest mass murder in its modern history. We'll talk to one man who sees these kinds of incidents not as a legal problem, but as a moral one.
But it's a unique tool because it's uniquely engineered to be lethal, to actually kill.
Guns in America, this week on American Cafe. This week, we want to look at an issue that sparks passionate responses on both sides, gun ownership. The Congressional Research Service says there are more than 300 million guns in the United States. That's one for almost every American. But research indicates that gun ownership has actually declined in recent years. So how do incidents like the Orlando nightclub massacre seem to be happening more frequently? Is it a legal issue or something else? Let's start out by defining a few terms. When we say mass shooting, the Federal Bureau of Investigation says that means shootings in which three or more people are killed. Orlando is the deadliest in U.S. modern history with 49 dead. After that comes Virginia Tech with 32 people killed. Then the Sandy Hook school shootings with 26 dead. Last year's San Bernardino shootings left 14 dead and 21 wounded. Mark Fullman is the National Affairs Editor at Mother Jones. They tracked these shootings in a database going back to 1982. He told me that mass killings have become more common.
And what we found is that, indeed, this type of attack has increased in recent years. And there were a number of stark findings in the data as we gathered more of it and analyzed it more deeply.
Fullman said his group's research found that semi-automatic military-style rifles have become the weapon of choice.
If you look at the mass shootings from the past year, there have been 9 of them, and in 7 of those cases, the attackers have used semi-automatic rifles, these military-style type rifles, AR-15s, AK-47s, in the case of Orlando, a Sig Sauer rifle, and increasingly using these high-capacity magazines to do maximum damage in the minimal amount of time.
One of the weapons used in Orlando was a Sig Sauer MCX. It was developed at the request of the U.S. Army's Special Forces and is known as the Black Mamba. In a video on the gunmaker's website, Kevin Brittingham, the president of the company's silencer division, outlined some of the weapon's capabilities.
The SIG MCX was designed from the beginning as a 300 blackout rifle. Starting with 300 blackout, we're able to optimize the operating system for subsonic and supersonic ammo. The supersonic gives you the 300 meter capability, and the subsonic gives you the sound of a silenced 22 for the first time.
300 blackout refers to the ammunition, the military-style bullet developed to provide maximum firepower and accuracy for the weapon. The MCX carries 30 of them in a single magazine. Mark Fullman's research also found that the majority of the guns in the mass shootings, including 6 of the deadliest 7 attacks since 2012, were legally purchased. For one man here in Washington, one of those shootings, ironically one that involved a shotgun, not an assault rifle, caused a massive change in his perspective on the issue. Rob Schenck is the president of Faith and Action in Washington, D.C., and the chairman of the Evangelical Church Alliance. He is a well-known leader in the pro-life movement. He told me it was the Navy Yard shooting in 2013 that forced him to explore his beliefs about guns.
And then came this major event, terrible event, in my own neighborhood, stone's throw from my apartment building. So it just kind of came crashing into my world in a way that made it very, very real. And that kind of pulled me across the finish line that we have a huge crisis in our society in general, but particularly in the evangelical Christian community because of where we stand on the gun question.
Schenck, who was featured in the 2015 documentary The Armor of Light, says that he found it morally inconsistent to stand up for the right to life and also support what he called the enthusiastic populist gun culture that takes a kind of cavalier attitude toward what it means to be armed.
So for me, this is a moral and an ethical question for every individual to ask of himself or herself. Am I ready to use a weapon to shoot another human being dead? In my own home, near my car, on the sidewalk, in a school? Where and under what circumstances will I feel okay killing another human being?
Rob Schenck believes that one reason Americans arm themselves is fear. Fear of attack, fear of the other, or fear of the government. He says that often people are manipulated using fear by those who want power, money, or influence.
And this is why I think, for example, for politicians to use fear to manipulate constituencies, to get more votes, to get people moving, to propel them to the polls, or whatever they may be using that fear factor for. For that matter, the media often uses fear as a tactic for building audiences. And we end up getting exploited, manipulated by that fear-mongering.
Rob Schenck quoted the documentary's director, Abigail Disney, saying that people need to do what he calls their moral homework, to really examine what our supreme values are and how much we value human life. And maybe, he says, we will be willing to put aside a legal right to preserve the right to life. Now, some full disclosure, we did contact the National Rifle Association and Open Carry, both gun rights organizations for this show. They had not responded by our deadline. However, Chris Cox, the executive director of the NRA Institute for Legal Action, blamed the shootings on President Obama's policies, saying that law-abiding gun owners are being blamed for the acts of madmen and terrorists. Cox added that it's time for us to admit that radical Islam is a hate crime waiting to happen. The only way to defeat them is to destroy them, not destroy the rights of law-abiding Americans to defend ourselves. Now a personal note. I stopped by a local pawn shop on the way to work. They sell guns. I asked about the kind of pistol, a Glock semi-automatic, that Omar Mateen used in the Orlando shooting. They had several. They also had two AR-15-style military rifles. The pistols were less than $500 apiece. One rifle, which included a laser dot scope and a grip handle containing a spring-loaded bipod, was around $2,500. The other rifle was $700. I live in Virginia. I asked what I needed to do to buy these weapons. The salesman's answer was provide two forms of identification. In this case, my driver's license and auto registration were enough. And a background check? Well, he said that would take between 15 minutes and 1 hour, depending on the backlog. So theoretically, by the time I got to work today, I could have been as heavily armed as the Orlando shooter. What does that make you think about America? Let me know. This show is on our Facebook page, VOA American Cafe. It is also on SoundCloud, and we're on Twitter. Let me know your opinion about this passionate debate. Until next time, I'm David Byrd.